Okay, hello. My name is Tressa. I am 19 years old, and today is April 12th, 2024. I'm speaking with Zena, who is my coworker. I'm recording in Love Library. So first, how did we meet?
So the first time I saw you was when you first started working at the Love Library. So basically, the first time I saw you, you were like a little bit confused about a few things in the work environment.
Yeah.
So like, you asked me first how to like check out a model, and then I was able to help you with that. Then from there, we got carried on a conversation. We started asking each other about like our major and what year we're graduating, and like we started having like, you know, life conversation.
Yeah.
Like that. So basically, that's how we met, and like from there, and we still talk to until today.
Yes, my favorite part of my shift. How would you describe me, and how would you describe yourself?
So the way I would describe you is like, you're really enthusiastic, and like I get a lot of energy just by talking to you, and I feel like you're excited all the time, which I really love. And you're a very nice person, and I really love talking to you. So like, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. Who are you?
Yeah, and the way I would describe myself is I'm just like a calm person.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, always like on my own and stuff like that. So yeah, that's pretty much all about myself.
Oh, but I think you're calm, but like you ground me, I feel, at work.
Yeah.
So
I do. Like, if like I know you for a long time, like you will see me talking all the time.
Yes.
But like if I don't know you very much,
mm-hmm.
like you barely get a conversation out of me.
That's how it be.
Yeah.
When and where were you born?
So I was born on November 11th, 2001, specifically in Iraq, Baghdad. And like I grew up there for like 9 years before moving to the United States.
What was that like?
So basically it was like really nice. Growing up in my culture was like, I learned a lot about my religion. I was able to like learn the language like for the first 9 years of my life. So I really loved that part about growing in Iraq and being able to speak Arabic and growing up with like all my cousins and all like the people from my culture. So moving here was also like the biggest step of my life, because
mm-hmm.
like I was switched from like a different culture to completely different culture. So basically I had a big culture shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So living here was also like very nice. Like the first year I was just trying to get used to being able to speak the language, which is English, and like just learning a few rules and like the culture in here. So growing up in my culture was like, I would say it was like the nicest thing in my life, and I'm glad that my parents like allowed me to live there for 9 years. And then like moving here was also like a really nice thing, because
yeah.
like I got a lot of opportunities that I would have not gotten in my country.
Yeah, that's awesome. I never knew that. Have you gone back since?
Yeah, so we went back like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like marked 10 years. Like we lived we lived in the United States for like 10 years, and then like later we decided to go back.
Yeah.
Yes, because like, you know, school, college, and
mm-hmm.
like work environment and stuff is really different. So like it prevented us from going back for such a long time.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went back last year.
That's awesome. Can you tell me some more about your religious beliefs?
So my religious belief is basically we believe in one God, and that like a God cannot be seen, but like he's everywhere for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then like my religion basically consists of always being like honest and truthful, because these are the main thing in my religion. And like if you have it, like you're considered to be like a perfect Muslim, and like just staying away from anything that could harm you.
Mm-hmm.
And like anything that could make your parents mad at you, because like your parents, we consider them to be the main reason to go to heaven. So like if you make them mad, then you're going to hell. So basically that's what we believe in my religion. And also we believe that we have only one prophet, that which is Muhammad, if you have heard of him. Yeah, so he's like the main religious person that we follow, because like he was sent by God.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught us about like everything we need to know about the religion. And God gave him the holy book, the Quran, if you heard of it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like the main book that we follow, and we have to read like every single day. And basically like take everything that we follow in my religion from the Quran and from everything that Prophet Muhammad left for us, like the books and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thanks.
I've never like learned about Muslims, mm-hmm. so it's what it's like to be Muslim, so
yeah, so basically, basically being a Muslim is just like always follow God, be on the right path, never do anything wrong, mm-hmm. and like always stay with your family.
Yeah. Do you find it like difficult to incorporate your religious practices when you're on campus?
Yeah, so like the religious practice that we mostly do is like prayers, which we pray 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. I kind of find it difficult to do here because I'm used to like just being alone praying on my by myself. I know like they have a mosque in here, like a, or a prayer room that campus. Yeah, but I never really went there because I feel more comfortable praying by my own. Mm-hmm. And like I wouldn't really like it to just go and pray with others. So like it's a bit hard to practice my religion on campus, but also like I have the opportunity to do so.
Right.
Yeah. But like last month, you know, like it was Ramadan, so like yeah. it was the only thing I was able to practice on campus because like I was fasting the whole entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically that was the only thing I was able to practice.
Yeah. Do you guys like celebrate after you're done fasting?
Yeah, it's like it's going on right now. It's like yeah. a 3-day celebration. It's called Yeah, it's called Eid al-Fitr, which is like breaking the fast celebration.
Yeah.
So yeah, today is the 3rd day of it. It's like a celebration where you have to give for people. You have to like be with friends and family, and then like we make something called kleche, which is like a sort of cookie that like we all the family gather up and like start making it. It's like a cookie that's stuffed with like dates, stuffed with like, you know, the Turkish delight.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically it can be stuffed with any like sweets that you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and the main thing for Eid is like you have to make sure to give to others. Like it could be money, food, anything, like you can give to those who are in need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I had no idea. Is it like, so it's like different, like, do you have different rituals for like each day that you have the celebration?
No, like the first day is like a different ritual than like the other 2 days. So mm-hmm. the first day is basically like the men have to go to a mosque where they have to pray like with all other Muslims. So it's basically making it like, oh, we're all Muslims, we should get together and pray, because like it's yeah. very important.
Yeah.
And then like the woman will be staying at home, like making the cookies, because it's also like part of the ritual that we yeah. really love to do. And like you have to go visit friends and families. Like all of this is the first day mostly, mm-hmm. but like the other 2 days will be like you're just getting visitors and you go yeah. to others. Yeah. And you have to call like your family members and stuff like that, and you have to like congratulate them on their Eid and like telling them you made it through Ramadan and stuff like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I guess when you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
So when I was a child, I always wanted to be a pediatrician.
Yeah.
Like that obviously changed right now. So right now I want to become a sonographer, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I haven't told you, like I already got accepted into sonography school.
Yes, you did. Yeah. I remember talking about that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much going to be my future. But like when I was a kid, I always wanted to be like something in the medical field, but mm-hmm. like I was focusing more on being a pediatrician.
Right.
But like I found it to be a little bit hard in here, like in the United States, because like, let me tell you, like, I don't like science that much.
Right.
Yeah, and then when
me
I
either.
Yeah, when I knew that we have to go like for 12 years, I was like, I cannot do that.
Well, that's a lot.
That is a lot. I was like, I would rather do something that could give me a degree in 4 years,
mm-hmm.
so I can like start working and building my future instead of just being like in school right. all the time.
Right, because you're like still learning in that aspect.
Exactly.
You
yeah.
like, mm-hmm. but making money, which yeah. is nice. I guess, do you feel accepted here at UNL?
I absolutely do. Like, I feel everyone is so welcoming, like, especially working in the library, it has, yeah. like, made me feel that. Like, all my coworkers and my staff, like, they're all pretty awesome. They're always, like, interested in asking me about, like, our celebration, my religion, and stuff like that, and, like, the difference. And mm-hmm. I feel like everyone just, like, so friendly with me. So, like, it makes me feel like I'm really accepted in here. Yeah, also like my professors, they're really nice to me, and like they always like consider my religious belief and stuff. For example, if I have an exam on that specific day and I'll be like, oh, I'm fasting, can I like make that test go on another day and stuff like that, they are really accepting of it, and they're like really open about like helping me with anything that I need. So I really do feel accepted on campus, because like everyone is just accepting of my religion, and like they never judge me like for wearing the hijab, you know.
Yeah,
which makes me feel like really accepted in here, which I really love.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you for letting me interview you, and thank you for teaching me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having me be curious.
Well, thank you for interviewing me. Like, I love to talk about my religion and like my background. So thank you so much.
Yes. Have a great day.
You too. We'll see you later. Bye.